Welcome back, WNST, Tassel Baltimore and Baltimore Positive. We are positively doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. It's all presented by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. We've been giving away some Raven scratch-offs out here. We're at Pappas in Cockeysville underneath the big Oriole bottle cap. We've had an unbelievable show. Mike Bordick, Adam Kolarik, his dad Frank coming on out. David Steele was out here with his new book as well. But we're celebrating 50 years of the Pappas family. Like, I've had Justin around, Steve's been around. Everybody's been around, and they said, "Man, you got a guy from South America here who is has been a general manager." The 50th year celebration. This guy's been here almost 30 years. We welcome Angelo Rodriguez onto the program. He is the GM. If you've been out to the Cockeysville location, they all know you, right? You're here.
Of course, I'm here most of the time, and everybody knows me by my name, Angelo.
Angelo. Yes. So, if you want the big crab cakes, you ask for you, right?
Absolutely.
Well. You have a story to tell, right? And this week, the family got together and celebrated 50 years of doing this. And your crab cakes become famous. Obviously, Oprah involved in all that. We've told that story. But this was a big week here, right?
Yeah, it was an unbelievable week because we're celebrating our 50th anniversary in the restaurant. For Mr. Mark also was such a great thing for him doing this.
I saw the smiles.
Oh, the smiles.
Well,
I
had a dozen people in my life that were at the event. So I saw the pictures when they were coming online at night. I saw the videos coming online. And I said, man, that's just a beautiful thing. I mean, now, I'm 31 years into business. 50 years is just, it takes a lot of people to do this.
Man, it's unbelievable. Just to be at the Ravens Stadium, such a big venue, and celebrating our 50th birthday there. It was just fantastic, man. The food was excellent. Seeing all the people that is involved in the restaurants, because all the organizations were there, three different restaurants that we have.
Did you shut down?
Oh, yeah. At 4 o'clock, we closed. As I said, all Pappas were closed. You know what I mean? At 4 o'clock, because everybody's got to get together, especially the ladies.
Yeah, you can't have people working, right? I mean, you have everybody's off.
Everyone.
And when everybody, I celebrated with my friends at Amici's down in Little Italy. They did, I think it was a 30th year a few years ago in the basement of a church.
Okay.
And I've been eating there for 30 years, right? I saw servers and help and bartenders, you know, people that don't work there anymore because it's been 30 years. And there's a family vibe about what goes on behind every swinging door.
You better believe it, man. You better bet on that. I mean, my family has been working in the restaurant here for the last 30 years. My brother, the executive chef, Wilson, is the one who started all. He started, I would say, in 1992.
He didn't invent the crab cake recipe.
No, Mr. Mark had the recipe already. My brother came out to work with him and kept it. It took some years for him to get the recipe because back then, Mr. Mark himself will do the crab cakes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. My brother will be in the kitchen doing whatever, you know what I mean? But he will come religiously every day to make the crab cakes himself with his recipe, you know what I mean? It took years to my brother to get involved into, like, hey, we're going to give you the recipe. Now you're going to do it, you know what I mean?
So, well, I mean, it's your signature item, right?
Yes, yes, yes.
So today I ordered the chicken, the Pappas chicken.
Chicken la Pappas, yes.
So that's it was a delicious red cream, like a sun-dried tomato kind of thing, right?
It's like a pinkish sauce, yes.
Yeah, like a rosé.
Rosé, a nice creamy sauce.
Oh, man,
fantastic.
It had peppers, it had mushrooms, it had onions, linguine. I got the linguine because awesome. I don't want the fettuccine, but I got like the skinny noodles. Oh, yeah. But, you know, I've had many, many things here over the course of time, but when you bring somebody in, I had David Steele here. He thought you were the Pappas family from Texas. I'm like, no, it's not the Dallas, Houston Pappas, different Pappas. I said, this is local here. And he said, what should I get? I said, get the crab cake. And, you know, I mean, the first time somebody has your crab cake, you have a unique crab cake. You really
correct,
do.
Correct, yes. Our colossal crab meat is pretty big, so it's very noticeable. I mean, you see the crab meat, people love it, seeing all those huge lumps of crab meat. And if you go other places, it's a little bit different. We don't cut corners. You know what I mean? We do the best. I mean,
well, the reputation speaks for itself as we're out here in Cockeysville. There's a rumor there's a new location. Is that,
positive,
bring me in on this.
100%. Ryan Belair is going to be opening on February. We aim in February the 1st.
You mean that? I mean, it's really hard to get these places open on time. You've opened a couple, right?
Yes.
Did this one open on time?
Yes, they opened. No, 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 no. No. It was funny.
There's no such thing as an on time. I'm going to hold you to that. February 1st. I'm coming back fine, you, Angela.
I'm sure we're going to open in February, okay? February has 29 days, so.
Dude, you get a snowstorm in January, man, like they're having in Buffalo this week.
Something
you know?
Like that. But we will be open in February, yes. Everything is going on course. Everything is good. Our general manager from here, Tim, is going to be over there with Justin from the beginning.
And bringing the Pappas crab cake to Harford County.
Yes, man. People have been calling us for reservations.
We're not open yet.
No. They were like, I want to be the first one. I have the reservation. I'm making sure I'm there the first day that you guys open.
Well, that's exciting, right?
Yes, of course. It's unbelievable. We're going to have another location that would be fantastic to.
Well, look, man, I got to talk some South America with you. My people are from Venezuela. Your people from Ecuador, right? Mm-hmm. Tell me how you come to America, because I mean, I had a baseball conversation with the Colerics and Mike Bordick. I mean, my cousin came here to play for the Orioles in 1964, and my father came in 65, and I was born in 68, and that's how I wound up here. But I mean, you were born in Ecuador, yeah?
Yes, I came to this country in 1988.
Okay.
Yes. And we all come over here, you know what I mean, to America looking for
a better life.
Better life. And I came for a better life, yes. But immediately I find out that we all looking over here is for the American dream. And it was hard at the beginning, extremely hard. You know what I mean? You don't speak the language. You don't know anything. My family most of the time work in the restaurant business. So I went right straight in the restaurant business. I was from
immigrants know hard work, man.
Yes. I worked in New Jersey, New York for a little bit. And then my brother was living here in Maryland. And I moved in 1992 down here to live with my brother.
And they had to learn baseball when you got here,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah. I had to learn everything.
Name like Rodriguez, they probably thought you played shortstop, right?
Yes. Right from Venezuela. Or Puerto Rico.
But you're all soccer, right? Ecuador,
yes.
Yeah?
Yeah, we're in the World Cup.
World Cup. I knew what we could talk
Sunday,
about that.
Sunday, man. Sunday. We're playing the first game against Qatar. 11 o'clock.
That's a road game.
Yes, it is. It's a rogue. But we're going to get it. Hopefully we win and we won. Oh, we're excited, man.
I hope you don't lose to Qatar.
No, I hope not. We have the Ecuador against Qatar, 11 o'clock. Ravens at 1 o'clock. So we have a hell of a day, man.
Oh, man. Hey, listen, if you're from a country that plays World Cup and plays soccer first, this is the biggest couple of weeks. Despite the fact that it's criminal in Qatar and the money, like all, and it's the wrong time of the season and whatever is going to happen over there. They're not letting them drink beer. I mean, it's crazy, you know, but
I don't know. I hear that. No beer.
Well, you're playing them first. I mean, that's
for us, it's exciting because everybody's going to be watching at us for one, you know, because everybody
Ecuador's
wants to
the center of the world for the first game.
For the first game, yes. I'm very excited about that.
I can tell. You're beaming with pride.
Oh, my God. I'm so happy about it.
Well, we're going to get the crab cake out here in a couple minutes as well. I'm with Angelo Rodriguez. He's the GM here at Pappas. We're out in Cockeysville. It's all brought to you by our friends at Window Nation, 866-90-NATION. I got brand new windows in August, and I saw the difference right away. I mean, summer nights, keeping bugs out, all that kind of stuff. But the thing that I've really noticed on these 20-degree nights, the windows are keeping the heat in. So 866-90-NATION, you buy two, you get two free. Mention me if you do call. Our friends at Goodwill on Wednesday, we know it's Thanksgiving this week. We got a lot going on, man. We got Ravens, Thanksgiving. We got World Cup happening right now. Our friends at Goodwill are putting together a mission on Wednesday morning to feed 3,000 folks at the Baltimore Convention Center. I'm volunteering. If you want to volunteer, nestatbaltimorepositive.com is the way to do that. And, of course, our friends at the Maryland Lottery. Letting ourselves play. I've given away a couple dozen of these scratch-offs out here. I'm going to give some to the Kolarik family before I head out of here. And, Angelo, you're eligible too, so you get one of those as well. We're going to be bringing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour lots of places into December. Well, I mean, you might win 20 grand. It's a Raven scratch off, you know? I mean, you're eligible. You're old enough to play. And when people say to me, Pappas, they say crab cake, and the second thing they would say is sports bar.
Yes.
Right? I mean,
yes.
What you have on the other side here, and this is just a beautiful... You call this the wine room?
The wine room, yeah.
Man, this is a beautiful space, but you have a legitimate old-school sports bar in here.
Hell yeah. We have a nice... It seats like 100, 120 people, maybe more. Yeah, and we have like 50 TVs all around.
Well, when the Orioles are doing well, it's a great place on a summer night, right? This year it changed a little bit, right?
Absolutely. You can see the energy. You can feel the energy a little bit in the games. I remember one day in the summer, I was like walking around, everyone was like, yeah, I said, what happened? And I turn around, and the Orioles hit a home run. I was like, wait a minute.
It's a weird time of the day to be cheering, right?
Yes,
right?
But then again, that's when they start turning a little bit, start getting people more interested.
Well, when you start winning, I mean, this has been a great, great year for sports. And, I mean, it says sports bar right on the front here, right?
Yeah.
I mean, literally, right?
Yes. We have Papa's Restaurant and Sports Bar.
See, that's why I bring this up. That collage is the most unbelievable thing. It's made of bottle tops, right?
Yes. I counted them one day. I forgot how many they have, but we have that one in the Ravens also.
Well, that's anybody hasn't been out here and been a part of this. What will Bel Air look like? Is it similar to this? Because I told the story. I went to Pappas for the first time in my life when I was about 10 years old, 11 years old. And my next door neighbor was having a second marriage. She'd lost her husband. It was an older couple. They were older. I mean, they were in their late 60s, maybe 7 years old. And they had their wedding reception at the upstairs at the Parkville Pappas.
Okay.
So this is 1981, 82, range, right? I had never had prime rib in my life until that day. And they gave me a choice. They said, do you want a crab cake? And I was a 12 years old, you know, a boy. I said, do you want a crab cake or do you want a prime rib? And I ordered the prime rib. I had never had prime rib in my life. And I wound up having a piece of my mother's crab cake. But I remember being in that upstairs at Pappas. So, I mean, I remember that vividly as a kid. What you've seen here over 30 years, I mean, your first gig was there, right?
Yes, of course, yeah. I started
there. You know that room upstairs
of
I'm
course.
Talking about.
Plenty of parties there. I've been there plenty of times for every occasion, working, having fun there too.
But this place has changed, right? Over you're doing something new up in Bel Air. Going to be similar to this or different?
It will be kind of similar like that. We're going to have, of course, it's going to be like sort of a sports bar, a little bit more casual. We're going to have a carry out, obviously. And we have an outdoor room. It's going to be like a Four Seasons room, you know what I mean? Like air conditioning, heating, everything.
Beautiful, like an atrium.
Yes. It would be.
Now, where is the space in Bel Air so I can tell? Is it Greenbrier? Is that right?
It used to be the old Applebee's.
Oh, okay. You're taking the Applebee's.
Yes, we're taking the old Applebee's.
Well, we're going to be eating good in that neighborhood with the Pappas folks. Pappas Sports Bar and Restaurant in Cockeysville, Glenburnie, Parkville, coming soon to Bel Air. One of our great sponsors. I ordered the lunch, so I have like some leftover linguine, and I'm going to be sharing this with my wife here, so I'm not going to eat the whole crab cake. I mean, I know better than that, that she's going to want at least 51% of this, right?
If I was you, I'd take everything from her.
All right, so what's going to happen right now is Angelo's about to tell me the secret recipe for the Pappas crab cake.
It has crab meat.
And stuff.
And stuff around.
You never tell me. You know what's in it?
Of course I know what it is, but you know what I mean?
How many of these have you made?
Oh, my God. Thousands and thousands.
Well, to celebrate World Cup, and I will be rooting for Ecuador for you.
Thank you for my
continent of my people.
Hell yeah.
I'm Venezuelan, man. We don't play soccer. We play baseball in Venezuela, right?
Sure
do it pretty well. You know, you talk about crab. When I was a little boy, I went to Venezuela in 1973. So I was born in 68. And I went there for the first time in my life. My father was living here then. He went back to Venezuela and died in Venezuela years ago. When I was at Lake Maracaibo, my cousins who spoke better English said to me, you know, we have crabs here. And I remember being on the beach as a little boy, 5 years old, eating crabs that look like the same crabs here. And they are.
They are.
And it's unbelievable that there's so few places in the world that have the blue crab, you know, that this... You don't want to be bringing Asian crab. You'd be bringing Dungeness crab or, you know, any of those. Other, but the blue crab that's indigenous to here, I ate it in Venezuela. When's the first time you ever, was it at Pappas in Parkville?
As a matter of fact, it was at Pappas. I came to see my brother. I went to see, I wasn't working in the restaurant yet at the Pappas. And I asked him, what's the best in the house? He says, eat a crab cake. It's fantastic, man. I ate the crab cake. It was unbelievable. It was so
You've delicious. Never had anything like
I
it.
I never had something like that, obviously. Then we went back. We went to North Carolina because we went to visit another friend. And when we're coming back, there was a place that says best crab cakes, Maryland crab cakes. And I said to my girlfriend, I want one of those because they were delicious. Bought it. As soon as I started, no. Excuse me. My question was,
were you
the
in
guy,
North Carolina?
Yeah.
That's not a Maryland crab cake.
I said to the guy, listen, I ordered a crab cake. He was like, that is a crab cake. I said, no, this is not a crab cake. I swear to God. I was...
That's great.
My girlfriend says, you never order a crab cake
outside of
Maryland. Never. I learned that.
All right, man.
It was the funniest thing because that is the truth.
The Latin guys catch on quick, man.
Hell yeah.
Angelo Rodriguez here. He's a GM at Pappas. You know it's a real crab cake because, you know, it's a little piece of shell. It happens. Delicious vegetables out here. The Maryland Crab Cake Tour has been great. Great getting to meet new people and tell old stories and stuff like that. I'm not going to hold you to February 1st, but in February they're going to be opening up in Bel Air, and everybody knows where to find this crab cake out.
Of course.
Well, give Justin my best, Steve. And congratulate Mark, everybody. 50 years. I'm glad that... I was going to come do the show here last month. I mean, it's better that I'm actually here now celebrating 50 and talking about that incredible party.
That was unbelievable.
Well, cheers to 50 more. How about that?
Cheers to you. Thank you.
Good luck, and I hope you win the lottery ticket there. Angelo Rodriguez, GM here. Big thanks to Mike Bordick for being my friend for 25 years from the Orioles coming out, talking about League of Dreams. Frank Kolarik, his boy Adam. A little upset Adam didn't bring his World Series ring from the Dodgers, but next time we'll do that, as well as David Steele for joining us. On behalf of our partners at Goodwill, happy Thanksgiving, our friends at Window Nation, and, of course, the Maryland Lottery. I'm Nestor. We're signing off because this plate's hot, this crab cake's hot, this jack of potatoes hot. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We never stop talking. Baltimore, positive.